Perhaps it was because he was busy writing a standalone bill, H.R. 4135, which would encourage a top-down, one-size-fits-all permitting process for carbon pipelines. This is in direct contrast to what South Dakota citizens have clearly spoken. With the rejection of RL 21 in 65 of 66 counties, we stated clearly that we value local control. Additionally, the passage of a nation-leading bill called HB 1052, which eliminates eminent domain use for CO2 pipelines, South Dakota citizens have stated their opinion on Green New Deal projects like carbon sequestration.